Hello, this is David from Hereford and Worcester. We have been busy in the first 5 months of this year writing new trails for the catalogue. And all of them have now been tested and you can find them on our website. Let me tell you a little bit about the trails. First of all, there's the Kingsland Spy Mission. What we love about the Kingsland Trail is that it is written mostly in rhyme. And although we are billing it as one of our easier trails, it still has all the elements of our normal trails, with clues written for all the family. What we aren't so sure about is whether Kingsland itself has enough to entertain the family once the trail is done. But as we were originally commissioned by the local primary school to write it, it would be a shame not to share with everyone else. We're always happy to work with schools to help with fundraising, as we did with this one. So do get in touch if you're on the PTA or are a teacher in a local school. The next trail I'd like to tell you about is the Beckford to Breedon Murder Mystery Trail. Now, what we love about this trail is it really does explore parts of Worcestershire that lots and lots of you might not know exists. The small villages, which are part of the Cotswolds, are an absolute delight and must be seen if you're at all interested in the countryside. What we aren't so happy about is that we couldn't get the trail to go up Breedon Hill itself in a sensible way. But we really hope that people take the opportunity, whilst they're in the area, to explore the hill itself. We are looking for retailers in the area who might be interested in stocking this trail. Now, the next trail I'd like to tell you about is the Ludlow Murder Mystery. This trail is a delight for all lovers of Ludlow itself, and who have been lured with the promise of local produce. The trail starts and finishes in Castle Square, where the market holds the key to many of the local producers, and where trailers can eat and drink some fab stuff. What we aren't so pleased about is, although we have written it, it is in fact in Shropshire, not in Herefordshire or Worcestershire. So when we finally get a licensee to take on Treasure Trails Shropshire, we will lose the trail to them. If you know someone who might be interested in talking to us about the opportunity in Shropshire, do let us know. Now we come to the Brecon Murder Mystery. What a surprise Brecon turned out to be. A really interesting town with a wonderful walk along the canal and the opportunity to see some brilliant views and much of historic interest. However, like Ludlow, it is out of our region, and we will have to hand it to a new Powys licensee when we get one. Know anyone who wants a fun business to run who lives in Powys? Please let us know. Finally, I'd like to tell you about the Inkbearer Murder Mystery. And what we love about this new trail is the opportunity it gives trailers to explore three really interesting and pretty villages in the east of Worcestershire. What we are not so sure about is whether we should have started it in Aswood Bank, Feckenham or Inkborough. Try it and let us know what you think. Now what I'd like to tell you is what a Twitter friend wrote after he had tested our new Ludlow Trail. Here's what he said in its entirety. His Twitter name, is Shropshire Dan. Here's what he said. Recently, a chum of mine, Birgit, and I answered a call from Treasure Trails via Twitter to trial a new treasure trail in Ludlow. Having never really looked at a treasure trail or really heard of them before, I was intrigued and curious about what it was that we had undertaken. Amanda at Treasure Trails emailed us our clue sheets and we were ready for our afternoon out. Our particular treasure trail was based around a murder, and we were given a list of suspects and murder weapons, and each clue helped eliminate either a suspect or a weapon. So Monday afternoon arrived, and Birgit and I, along with Watson, a labradoodle, arranged to meet in front of the castle, and off we sent. We both are fairly local to Ludlow, and some of the clues came easy to us, but there were some rather lateral clues that took some time to figure out.